gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I'm your boy Buzz, and I'm joined by my dude Goose, aka Bull Scripted. And we're here after the Chicago Bulls have beat the Sacramento Kings 112-114. Wait, 114-112. 122-114. Sorry. The alcohol. I don't know what to say. Before we get into this episode, be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at ontapsportsnet, at Bulls on Tap, following Goose at Bulls Scripted, follow me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. So be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review because that shit is cool and tough. Goose, we won, man. We won after we lost on national TV. We're back on local television and we pick up that dub. What's up?
So we're just going to forget that we played the Sixers and say that we're on a win streak, right? Because that would be 3 in a row, though.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
We never played the Sixers. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're crazy.
No, yeah. What was Joel Embiid had a career night against us? What? That didn't happen. No.
No. That didn't happen. No.
No, I mean, can you start this show with anything other than fucking Zach LaVine? Holy titties. Wow. 38 points again, like on a back to back. Like, it's one thing when he's doing it with a little rest in between, but to come out, he came out aggressive. I think at one point he had like 29 points on 10 of 11 shooting. I don't know what the 20 stat was, but he was somewhere in the 20s, high 20s, and he had only missed one shot. And that's what happens when this dude gets a whistle. When he gets to the line, he can be that efficient. And These coaches better get this shit right. Two nights in a row, I am begging the coaches of the NBA not to screw this man. Get him in the game, please.
15 for 20, 3 for 6 from downtown, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. The Bulls at one point had made 26 straight free throw attempts, which is awesome. 26 free throws in a row the Bulls made at one point here, man. That shit's dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. But anyway, Zach LaVine finishes with a great stat line tonight. 38 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals, 3 turnovers, 3 fouls, but he finishes plus 15, if people care about that, in the plus minus. Somebody I was very excited about tonight, Coby White, played a pretty good game, played his game tonight a little bit. It was a lot of off ball with him where he was getting a lot of his points, but he's creating a lot too. He actually had like 3 hockey assists, is like I like to call them in basketball. If you remember, in Derrick Rose's MVP year, he led the NBA in hockey assists. I know that's not accounted for stat, but that is a real thing. If you actually Google that, you'll see that. But Coby White played a good game tonight. Ball moving, did pretty well. He goes 6 for 14 from the field, 5 for 8 from downtown. Sank both of his free throws, 2 for 2 there. Hit 3 boards. 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and guess what, Goose? No turnovers.
No turnovers again?
No turnovers.
I mean, well, what more can you ask? It's your shot.
You can't ask turnovers. Much. No turnovers. I love to see that out of him, man. That's growth. That is growth, no matter how you want to look at it. It's growth. Not turning the ball over. Not rushing it. That's good shit.
What do we get from Sato tonight? He's always
here. Sato had a great stat line tonight. He went 4 for 4 from the field. Sato went 4 for 4 from the field, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He had 2 boards, 4 assists, 1 block, and 2 turnovers. Plus 3 in the plus minus. He had 19 minutes of play tonight.
And him and Thad both actually had an easy night. Thad only played 22 minutes, gave us 18 points. But Sato didn't even play 20 minutes. So the vets got an easy night. If you look at the score, you might say the Bulls got an easy W. It got a little wacky there towards the end, but Zach LaVine turned it on for a second, and then that dagger to put us up 8, that little midi, and the smile, that infectious Zach LaVine smile as he walked away. But we're winning, and people actually look like they're having fun, and they want to play basketball on our team. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah, it was basically, I mean, all around, I can't complain over this game. Everybody played real well. Patrick Williams, the Rook, had a double-double tonight. 5 for 10 from the field, 1 for 3 from downtown, 11 points, 11 boards, 3 assists.
Team in rebounds, and when he grabs that sucker, you're wondering if he's going to pop that ball. Yeah, they're man boards.
Thunderous dunk for him tonight, too. Thunderous dunk off an offensive rebound.
He had the greatest first half. So to see him come out in the second half and finish this game off with some oomph was encouraging. I mean, you never know what's going on with the kid. Just stonewalled in the face. Just a straight assassin.
What about that? What did you think about that? That half court shot from him, man.
Oh no, sniper, straight assassin, man. Like
your boy De'Aaron Fox was like, for real? Did you see that? He was just like, no, okay, all right.
What? Did that count? Right, well, oh, bullshit. You know, for a second there in the fourth, as we came down to the closing minutes, that three looked like it might have been the game tying, you know, difference there. As the Kings came in within 2 points and then Billy called the timeout, that fourth was fun. But the first quarter, do you have the stat of how long we went without a turnover? I know there was like 7 assists, no turnovers.
We went 8 assists with no turnovers.
Okay, so we made it to 8. I remember seeing the graphic for 7. I didn't know how much further we made it.
There was one more after. I'm like 90% sure there was one more assist after that graphic, and then we finally had our first. I mean, the Bulls really did take care of the ball for the most part tonight. They ended up having 14 turnovers on the night, but how they had started was absolutely fantastic. The Kings had 7 turnovers. But the Bulls really did capitalize off of their turnovers in the beginning of the game. In the first quarter, they had 7 points off of Kings turnovers. So I'm writing everything down on the computer now. So
we really had double the turnovers and still almost won by double digits.
Yeah, we had double the turnovers. The Kings had 41 rebounds compared to the Bulls 38. So the Bulls were out rebounded again.
Wendell got 5 tonight. That's good to see.
I know you and your boy got into.
It was a pretty good troll. Like I had fun. I knew that the bait was gonna get a bunch of people. I never know what fishies are gonna come grabbing the bait, but I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself right now either. Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, everybody's got
5-7, you know. It's a good average starting centers game. I like it.
I thought Wendell played an all right game tonight. He had 7 points, 3-for-7 from downtown. So obviously the efficiency on the offense wasn't really there. He didn't have a great time guarding his old teammate, Marvin Bagley. I will say that Marvin Bagley is so talented on the offensive end. You mean
guys that are too big or he has trouble with, and guys that are a little more skilled and smaller give him trouble too?
Marvin Bagley definitely gave him trouble tonight. So, that definitely did happen. Wendell didn't have the great offensive game tonight, but he did make some really good passes tonight. Wendell Carter Jr. He set some good screens. Like he was able to get some guys open. He finishes with 7, 5, and 5, which is, you know, a decent game. He had 2 blocks as well. Only 2 turnovers for him, but he did have 4 personal fouls tonight after coming off a game where he didn't have any. Was it the 76ers game? No, it was the game before that. My bad. But I digress.
No, did lead the team in assists. I'll give him that. And he had 1 thunderous dunk.
Yeah.
He had a second thunderous dunk or potential thunderous dunk that was taken away.
I know you actually like Wendell. I just know that you're just fucking – you're just being you.
Like might be a little strong.
You don't like Wendell?
Appreciate.
I like Wendell. I just don't think that Wendell, like, I'm not going to go, like, if I could just be clear with you and just have a conversation with you about not the game itself. Like, I like Wendell Carter Jr. I think that he's an all right player. But, like, I'm not going to go on a Twitter tirade about why I think that Wendell is the man. I'm not going to do that because he's not going to be the guy. He's not going to be – if this team wins a ship, he's not on it. I'm just saying.
Maybe he is, but I don't think
I'm ready to put my left nut that he's not.
Okay. All right. Well, wow. I mean, I guess you've already got your.
I've got two daughters. I'm good. I don't want no more kids. I will put my left fucking nut that he is not on the team if they win a championship. Miss me with playoffs. I'm done with playoffs. I want a fucking championship.
I won't be the one to take it from you, so I won't hold you to that.
All right. Well, if you want it for a jar and you can put it as a centerpiece on your dining room table, let me know.
Please no. Let's get past this. Wendell Carter Jr. is a fine person and a okay basketball player that I don't mind.
I think he's a good player. I just don't think he's that guy. I just don't think he's
not great.
He's not.
Of lottery picks that aren't great. He's one of them that isn't great. That sours me.
I'm not
going to go out of my way to kiss his ass.
It's the same thing that I feel about Kobe right now. Is because I rode like in this offseason, and I know you'll call me out on this. Like I was like, give Kobe the chance, let him do the playmaking thing. I really didn't think it would be too much in between the ears with him as much as it is, because like the simple mistakes that he's been making all year that we've talked about on this podcast, like hesitate or pass the ball. You know what I mean? And that's upsetting to me, but like the only one that I won't touch on this team that I don't really want to move is Zach LaVine. I don't give a fuck about anybody else. And I was a big lottery guy coming in the year, but you can't stay on the court. So I changed my opinion on it. You know, it's just like as time develops, it's like, yeah, he might be a good player, might be worth it. It's cool. Right now where I'm sitting, it's like Zach LaVine, super efficient, super keeping us in these games, winning us these games. Everybody else. Nah, okay. Zach.
Pretty changeable. Pretty replaceable.
Right. Everybody else is replaceable. Everybody. I mean, anybody's replaceable.
At this point, it's Zach and Pat. The path that they...
Well, and the only reason it's Pat is because he was drafted here. He's a raw rookie. We don't know what he's going to...
fits perfectly with Zach. Whether he's a 3, a 4, a 3, 4, a 3, 4, 5, a 2, 3, 4, 5. Whatever the fuck he is, he's a two-way player that is low maintenance, doesn't need the ball, and isn't going to hurt you unless he's stepping out of bounds or traveling because he's hesitating to take the jumper. But
we have Scott Mitchell in the comments. I remember to turn these on today. And he said that Wendell much better the last couple games, being aggressive, showing some post moves. And LaVine needs to be an all-star. Definitely agree with the LaVine needs to be an all-star. And I do agree with you offensively that Wendell Carter Jr. has been very good as of recent tonight. 7 points on 7 shots ain't all that great, but the last few games he has been really good.
No, we have seen the development of post moves 3 years into his career. It's nice to finally see that.
Yeah, he's that midi he's been hitting too, man. Like I gotta give him credit where credit's due. He's been hitting the midi too. He hit a 3 last night too, and he took it in confidence. He took it in stride. If he can do that a little bit more, I'm very excited to see what he can do. I'm not overly in love. Like, dude, we're not a playoff team. And I know we're not.
We might be. If Draymond Green doesn't get double teched up tonight, we're sitting 8th in the East tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true. You're right.
If the East didn't suck so bad,
there's a lot of season to go. There's a lot of season to go here. And it's very, very, very close. But
Do you think we're going to be buyers or sellers the way things are trending? The next few games, I think
Billy was asked about that, and the trade deadline is a little over a month away on March 25th, and you and I touched on this a few episodes ago. I don't know if we're going to be buyers or sellers. What would I do? What the fuck are we going to buy that's going to put us over the top? I'm willing to sell. Like, people who are telling me right now, well, you can't trade Garrett Temple. You can't do that. You can't trade Thaddeus Young. What are you thinking? Hi, they're both journeymen. What are you talking about? Like,
I need 3 firsts for Thaddeus Prime.
If I can get something decent back for Thaddeus Young or Garrett Temple, yeah, I'll pull the trigger on it. The most likely thing I think that has moved is a package of a veteran and a young player. I think it might be Lowry and somebody else. Maybe it's Wendell. I don't know. But for the people who are like, well, we could probably, you know, trade Otto Porter Jr.
See, we did see him on the bench tonight. That's the first time I feel like I've actually seen him at the games. Like, you can usually see Lowry back there.
That was a hologram. They had the little bet. Yeah, it was like the green. Yeah, it was like the green. It's like the green screen you have. It was just a hologram. They put his body there. Yeah, that was not really him. So I'm sorry to break that to you. That was not really Otto. He was actually dancing at the club with the, you know, doing his thing. So that's where he was at.
So no, I mean, yeah, it's outside of expiring salary to take on a bad contract. You're not going to get much for Otto if he's not playing, unless he's literally just not playing for the same reason that Hutch isn't playing, and it's because there's a 19-year-old in the starting lineup over them.
But I can't see Otto doing that, and I'm going to tell you why. Not because of his fucking character, because I don't really know him like that, but I will say I can't see him doing that because he is in the last year of a contract where he is making Goose $28 million.
But when you've already made like $110 million in a contract.
There's no way. He's young still. You would think he would want to do something else. I mean, we're talking like he has not played in like 3 years.
Hey, man, $110 million, you can live the Playboy lifestyle for as long as you want, especially because he can get a journeyman contract anywhere. He can get a mid-level contract or
But I mean, fuck, wouldn't you want more? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you want more, but when you already have more than you probably deserved, like what more do you really
want? He's being humble now. I should not have gotten this.
Yeah, I didn't need that. He's
being humble now. Okay, that's fair. Yeah. That's totally fair.
He's driving his market down to what it should be, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's absolutely, I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do, if they're buyers or sellers or not. Again, if you can get assets for the vets that you have and maybe some young talent that you don't think will be a part of the future, then maybe ship it off, because they're not – the goal is not to make the playoffs. The goal is to win a fucking championship.
But how do you explain that to this young locker room? Like, if you're on the fringe or you're sitting in an eighth seed,
yeah,
especially with the play-in aspect being implemented this year, how do you walk back into that locker room after trading Thaddeus Young, sitting on that cusp, about to take the leap that this team has been promised for, I don't know, you know, the last year at least, where the expectations were playoffs? And then you walk in and you go, you know, those guys that were keeping you in the games, teaching you how to win, we got rid of them. We got a first round pick for them.
He said Porter would not bring more than a stale bag of donuts in a trade. That's fucked up. Yes, he would. He might bring, according to most Bulls fans, a first round pick. So it might be protected.
I'm trying to think of whose contract is left out there that you could eat with Otto Porter's that would be worthy
your time. There's nothing.
Bag of donuts and a first round pick.
There's nothing worth Otto Porter's contract right now, because the thing that you're going to take back, if you trade Otto Porter Jr. right now, right? Go with me here. You're trading him to a team that is looking to dump a contract, possibly, that they are looking to get out of as well, because he's not bringing anything to said team. He's already expiring. Just let it expire. That's it.
Yeah, but that's why he has value to another team, because they'd be
contract
of a guy who doesn't expire.
So, if you send back a contract of a guy that doesn't expire, that hurts us if we're trying to get somebody that we want to pair with Zach.
A bag of donuts in the first round pick for it. Because it screws you. So they send a bag of donuts and a first round pick and go, thank you for giving us the expiring. You now have our worst baggage, at least out of Porter's, out of your hair.
I reckon. I mean, he's out of our hair in a couple months.
Yeah, I mean.
So if we don't get something worthwhile, then let him rot on your bench. Let the contract expire, because all we did was trade Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker for him. Portis is doing good in Milwaukee. Parker can't even get in the rotation in Sacramento.
Jabari got knocked on his ass and yammed on in the first 30 seconds of his first time stepping on an NBA court this season. I felt bad tweeting that, but I had to put it out.
You're terrible. Oh, God. What a game tonight, huh? That was fun. I like bounce back wins, especially when you have back to back on the weekend and the Bulls. Like, I was hoping they would win the first one, but they didn't. But they win this one. And
winning games you're supposed to win.
What about Archie Diacono, huh? Hit a fucking three tonight. Looked good. He got a haircut. Looked good.
The shaved bun. Like, man, he's going full samurai.
I had that shit. I had that shit like back in 2015, I think.
So since you seem so against, I actually thought about this looking at Ryan.
Okay.
You got all the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
So if the Bulls make the playoffs, would Jamie let you go shave Samurai Man Bun?
Dude, just go back on my Facebook. I already had that.
All right, well, are you willing to make that bet? If the Bulls make the playoffs, will you go full shave Samurai Archie Diacono cut?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, that's fine.
You'll do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right. I'm glad you kind of like put that on a tee for me because I had forgotten that I thought about that during the game.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And now I remember. So
yeah, I don't mind, bro.
Like, everybody take notes.
I don't take care of this shit anyway. If you're with us on the live stream here, like this shit is just, it is stupid. Like,
and maybe we can
just like all there and
live on stream for you. Just buzz the sides off real quick.
You're gonna have to wait a second. What?
I said maybe we can even have Jamie do it live. Just buzz the sides off real quick.
Right. Oh yeah. In the basement. Yeah, absolutely. We can do that. It's no problem. Yeah, like if they make playoffs, yeah, sure. I'll do that and I'll chug some pickle juice or something. Like I don't care.
Both. Damn.
Like, dude, they shouldn't make the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs.
The East sucks that bad, Buzz. I mean,
I know they do, but I'm sticking to my prediction. Zach's an all-star. They don't make the playoffs, so stick with what I say.
All right.
All right, before we get into the next preview, we have not done this in a while, so we're going to get into it. Be sure you're going to manscaped.com, using promo code ONTAP for anything that you need for 10% off or 20% off, something like that, and free shipping. There's Lawnmower 3.0 that you can get. Trimmer's the best hygiene tool for the modern man. The ceramic blade and advanced skin safe technology keeps your balls safe. So you got to make sure you're doing that. I use the Lawnmower 3.0 and I had no nicks or cuts or anything like that, which is fantastical because, you know, that would really, really hurt. Goose does not, because I have not shipped it to him yet because it's still it's still just sitting in a box.
My package is in need of some Manscaped, man. I don't know why you're depriving me of this, but you're going to have to ship me that package, man.
His shit looks like an under-budgeted retirement home.
I don't know what that's supposed to look like. I don't want to know what it looks like. Send me my package so I don't know what that looks like.
I got to send it to my guy. But you know, the bundle also comes with the crop preserver, ball deodorant, the ball toner. So, you know, after you shave or you trim or whatever, you know, it keeps your stuff nice and fresh, nice and clean. You know, again, you can get 20% off free shipping when you use promo code ONTAPPED at manscaped.com. So much other cool shit there. You can get some, you know, you get free silky underwear, which Goose, yours is still in the box. I haven't opened your box yet. So it's nice. It's nice and good and shit. You got to check that out. So be sure, again, you're going to manscaped.com using promo code ONTAP, 20% off, free shipping on all your manscaping needs. If you're a woman, maybe your boyfriend will dig it or whoever you're dating will dig it. So that's where we're at.
No, I mean, my girlfriend's definitely mad at you. I don't have my lawnmower. I don't have my silky boxers. I don't have my ball deodorant.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm so lazy. That's my fault too. I am fucking lazy and I apologize. I have to get it to this. They shipped it to me. Well, actually, you know whose fault this really is? It's Tony's, really. He should have just shipped it to you himself instead of making it come to me. He should have just shipped it to you himself. But he sent it to me and now I have it. And
we're just passing the blame now. Gotcha.
Yeah, well, it makes me feel better about myself to know it's not really my fault. So
who do we got next, Buzz? We got them Rockets next.
Yes, we play the Rockets. You know what's crazy too? Let's talk about this for a second, man. They're actually getting ready to be done with DeMarcus Cousins, which I just feel so terrible for Boogie because those injuries really derailed the great career of a modern big man.
Oh, and he turned down so much money too.
I know, it breaks my heart for Boogie. I'm a big Boogie fan. I know that he's had some attitude problems in the past, but I'm a big Boogie fan. I just think he's a really good player, and it just really sucks that he cannot find, you know, his home at this point. We play the Rockets. The Rockets kind of suck. They're 11-17 or 13-16, but we're playing this in Houston at 7 p.m. This is on Monday, February 22nd. Eric Gordon is the leading scorer for the Houston Rockets, followed by DeMarcus Cousins being the highest rebounder for them at 7.6 boards per game. 2.7 assists is what...
How long do you think it is before Gordon and Tucker are shipped out of there?
It's going to happen soon. I mean, I think that, you know, Wall's contract is going to be really hard to get rid of. You know, I think it's going to be Wall, Oladipo, and Christian Wood is going to be something that they're going to try when all are healthy and able to actually go, which is actually a pretty pretty good squad, really. If you think about it, Christian Wood is a fucking breakthrough athlete, breakthrough NBA player. We know what Victor Oladipo can do. When he stays healthy, he is a top 10 shooting guard in the NBA. And John Wall is no slouch, but he's been hurt. Like, that's the problem, is the injuries. If those guys were healthy, which they probably would not have any of those guys if they were healthy, but if they were to find a way to be healthy, Houston is a very talented team. There's talent. They have a decent bench. They have decent stars. It's just the injuries that hurt them.
No, I mean, John Wall stuck there. You could see the last time that we played them.
Yeah,
just like mortified that he got himself traded there.
Well, you know what? You know what sucks, Goose, about that is like him and DeMarcus Cousins wanted to play with each other, and it really, you know, college days, you know, and it really sucks that they're not going to be able to anymore.
At least guaranteed his contract before they cut him. So yeah, they didn't have to give. He was on a non-guaranteed deal. If they had the intent of cutting him like they did shortly after, they didn't have to guarantee his money. They could have just let him go. You have to think this is something mutual. It's, hey, we're going to be playing Christian Wood a shit ton. You're better off going and playing on a contender somewhere. I'm sure he's going to end up on the Lakers. It's inevitable. I don't even know why they need him with Gasol and AD, but.
Well, that's because AD can't stay healthy either. They're looking for some big man depth. But I also read the same thing about the Nets. But we had one of the followers of the Bulls on Tap page said, why would he go play with somebody like James Harden again? It's like, listen, when millions of dollars are at stake and a chance for a fucking maybe a title is at stake, pride could be swallowed. That's something that could happen.
Yeah, I mean, you can be salty that James left you in Houston with Wall and – well, you know, the remnants of his old contending team, but if they're then calling you to come join them after you just got cut, are you really going to be like, nah, I don't want to play basketball?
I don't think anybody in their right mind would say no.
No, if you're joining a team in the East that's got those three guys on it, you're going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right. Yeah. It's just so, you know, it's so weird because just a couple of years ago, Goose, he was a all-star dominant guy. It makes me feel old to some extent to see like these, you know, the dude just kind of fading out or whatever. But no one can touch Zach on this team, if you know, and how hot he's been. And I'm not worried about anybody on this team, especially with Victor Oladipo out.
What is his stat line up to after tonight? Has he cracked 30 points per game yet?
Zach LaVine has not cracked 30 points per game yet.
Not yet. How close?
I will tell you right now. Let me pull it up. I just had it up, and then I fucking clicked off of it.
Damn close.
He is close. Zach is now at 29. Ooh, that's a. I lied to you. He's at 28.5 points per game. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, shit.
28.5 per game right now is Zach LaVine.
Okay.
His last 10. He is 31.4 points per game, 5.1 assists, 5.8 boards.
I know his turnovers are way down the last 5 or 10 games, too.
His last 10 games, his turnovers are at 2.9 turnovers per game.
That's down at least full 1.5 there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is because it's down 1, actually, because his turnovers per game are 3.9 total. So. Right. But yeah, Zach is a point and a half away from 30.
See, I didn't even want an All-Star game this year, but now I need the All-Star game this year.
I couldn't care less if they have one, Goose. As long as that if there was one, he's voted in. That's all I care about. I don't care if they play or not. As long as he gets his due.
It's selfish to want to see a game, but if Zach LaVine's going to be in it, I want to watch the fucking game.
Oh, I'm gonna 100%. I'll watch it too. I just hope he gets that. That satisfaction of being like, hey man, you were picked by not only the fans, you know, as high as you were and the players in the league, but the coaches also picked you. And if there was an All-Star game this year, you would have been in it. You know, I care less if I get to watch one because I know the players aren't really high on it. A lot of them aren't because of, you know, the travel restrictions and everything, like, you know, everything that's been going on with COVID, I get it, you know, but if there is one and Zach's in it and they find a way to do it safely, I'm glued to the television. And I hope he goes balls out too. I'm talking coaches, balls out.
The coaches have to vote him in. They're the guys that literally have to game plan for him every time you play the Chicago Bulls.
Yes.
So they have to have the respect similar to the players.
Well, I mean, I just think about how Joel Embiid spoke of him and Bradley Beal has spoke of him. There's been other players, Chris Paul, you know, Dwayne Wade. I know Dwayne Wade isn't, you know, he's retired or whatever, but there's been so many people that have talked about Zach LaVine this year that they're, he is an all-star. I told you in the beginning of the year it was going to happen. I really thought he was going to make that jump this year, and he really did. He's efficient as fuck, and he's been really good. He's been a pleasure to watch, and if there's any year that he deserves to be an NBA all-star, it's this year. And I really hope that he gets that satisfaction because I know he's chasing it. And, it, you know, I really hope he gets to achieve his goal.
I really hopefully do. This year and every year going forward.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. Absolutely. But that's all I got, man. We went on ranting and raving. We talked. Your phone didn't die tonight, which is great. I'm very happy about that. You look great behind your green. I can't wait to figure out how to put something behind that green screen. I just don't know how to do it yet.
I just don't want you to have to look at my ugly-ass couch.
Oh, it's all good, dude. You're looking at a water heater and a chimney that's not in use anymore.
You just pin the bullshit on it, and it's good to go.
Though. Yeah, the bull stuff is on there. So you got anything to say before we head out, man?
Nah. Let's keep racking together these W's other than I think the Nuggets coming up. They're all pretty winnable games. So let's keep it close and competitive and squeeze a few more out before the halfway point.
Absolutely, man. And everybody, be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap, at ontap sportsnet, following Goose at Bulls Scripted, follow me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. 5-star rating and review. Monday, we'll be back after the play the Rockets, and Tuesday, 5 p.m. live here on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Joe Colley, Chicago Sun-Times, I'm just kidding. We're having a conversation with Joe Colley. Him and Goose had a little butt in the head sing. Colley was cool enough to come on the podcast, join us for a little bit, just to bullshit. No hard feelings anywhere. Fun time. I want to ask Colley about the Derrick Rose era, ask him what he thinks about this team. He's going to be joining us 5 p.m. Tuesday. Live here on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So check that out. Everybody, we'll see you Monday after the Bulls play the Rockets. Let's go, Bulls.